The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Abayim, today we're going to be learning the conclusion of Siman Samach Aleph, Halachas Vav through Yud. This is the end of the discussion about different brachos of Shavach, of praise to Hashem, and different tefillos, whether it's praise or davening to Hashem for different circumstances. Let's see Allah Chavav. HaMispalal al Masha Avar, someone that davens for a past occurrence. Kikon Shishama called Tzavacha Ba'ir. Like, for example, he heard a cry in the city, in a cry of agony, that someone was in anguish in the city. Va'omer, and the person says, Yehi Ratzon, he says, a tefillah to Hashem, it should be your will that this cry of agony should not be coming out of my house. So such a tefillah, there's nothing that could be done, either it's from his house or not, but nothing could be changed now by that tefillah, so it's not appropriate to daven for something that has happened already, where the tefillah won't affect anything for the future. So someone that davens that cry should not be from my house, it's not an appropriate tefillah because the crying has happened already. It's either from his house or not. There's nothing that his tefillah would actually change. Or if a person's wife was pregnant, and after 40 days of the conception of this embryo, Mispalel va'omer, he says the following tefillah, the following prayer to Hashem: Yehi Ratzon shetelet ishti zachar, it should be your will that my wife should have a male child. So some of the davens 40 days after the conception of the child that it should be a male child. Harezu tefillah shav, this is a tefillah in vain. This is a prayer which is in vain. Ki ma shehaya haya, because what was was. The embryo is already, the gender of the embryo has already been determined. If he says a tefillah, he wants it to be a male, it's an ineffective tefillah because there's nothing that could be done after the child has been forming for 40 days. Because it continues, Aval betoch arboim yo moel tefillah. However, within 40 days, the tefillah would help. V'yachol is palel. And he's able to daven within 40 days of the conception of the child, he can daven for the gender that should be a male, because within 40 days, it's possible to still be determined whether the child will be a male or a female. Ula'achar aboyim yom, even after 40 days, yochol ispalel she'avlad zerakayama, he could still daven that the child should be viable, it should be, the pregnancy should be a viable pregnancy, that the child should actually be born and not miscarry sometime in the middle of the pregnancy. Tov l'Hashamayim, he should be a child which is good to Hashem, that he's sholim, he is reaches wholesomeness in his avodas Hashem, his serving of Hashem. V'tov l'Brios, and he should daven, he should also be someone who's good to the people, he should be someone who benefits other people. He's allowed to daven for the child, it should be a healthy child, it should be a child who serves Hashem, and he's good with people, he benefits other people. So the idea is a person can't daven a tefillah of something that has happened already, but where it's something that still has to be determined in the future, that a person still could daven. Let's see, Allah Zayin. Hanichnas lomadis garno, someone that comes to measure his silo, some place where he's storing his crops. He wants to measure how big of a yield he had that year, for example, the Kiyotzibo, or some other example where he is measuring produce or something of his, how much it grew. Yispalel v'yomer, he should say the following tefillah, the following prayer. Yiratzon milfanecha Hashem Elokai, it should be the will before you, Hashem, my God. Shetishlach bracha b'kriyazeh. You should put a bracha, you should put blessing into this pile. That this pile of grain should have a bracha, that it should be a lot. That the idea of the tefillah is that he's asking Hashem that he should find, when he measures that it's an abundant crop. And the Kitzur will explain a little bit more about this. That the tefillah is specifically before he actually measured. Hiskel Lomud, once he starts measuring, Omer Baruch HaShalech Bracha B'Kriyazah, he says the Bracha, blessed is he who sends a blessing into this pile. In the middle of his measuring, he says, blessed are you, Hashem, that you give a Bracha to my Kri, to my pile of wheat. V'Omer Belo Shem Malchus, he says this without the name of Hashem, without the words Melech HaOlam, it's not a formal Bracha, this prayer that he's saying when he's measuring his crop. Modad v'achkach his palel harezut tefillah shav. However, if he measured the amount of wheat and then he said the tefillah, that would be considered a tefillah in vain. Shina bracha mitzuya, because bracha is not found, bracha is not able to take hold in something. Ela bedavar hanela min ha'ayin, unless it's something which is hidden from sight, something which is not seen, a bracha could be found in that. So what the Kitzur is saying effectively is that before the person measures the crop, there could be a bracha that it should be nisrabit, it should be more and more. Before the measuring of the crop, there's no telling of exactly how big the crop would be. It could be he'll measure it and it will be more than he expected it to be. Once he measures the crop, and now he has seen how much it's grown, how big the crop is, it's not possible for it to get any bigger once he actually measured it. Therefore, it's a tefillah shav, it's a tefillah in vain to say a prayer about the size of his crop once it has been measured. But before it's measured, it's appropriate to daven that it should be an abundant crop. Let's see halacha ches. Mi shenasa bino bar mitzvah. Someone whose son became a bar mitzvah. We'll talk about this a little bit more, but let's define bar mitzvah as the day that he was born 13 years later. So let's say he's born on the first day of Tishrei, on Rosh Hashanah, even if he's born late in the day. Once the first day of Tishrei enters, once it becomes, let's say, nightfall, the first day of Tishrei, that's considered to become a bar mitzvah, what we call the bo biyom, the day that he became the bar mitzvah. So someone whose son became a bar mitzvah, kishe'olu la'Torah b'pam rishona, when he goes up to the Torah for the first time, when he gets his first aliyah as a bar mitzvah, la'acha shibirech baracha acharona al sefer ha'Torah, after he makes the last bracha on the sefer Torah, the bracha nosin ha'Torah after his aliyah, mevarech ha'av ha'omer, the father makes the following bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Pitarani Me'oncho Shalzeh. Blessed are you, Hashem, you have exempted me from the punishment of this child. The idea of the bracha is the following, that as long as the child was a katan, as long as he's a minor, the father has an obligation of chinuch, he has an obligation to educate the child in mitzvos. Once the child reaches the age of bar mitzvah, the child, so to speak, becomes his own person, and the father doesn't have that obligation of chinuch anymore. He doesn't have the obligation to educate the child. The child is now a man of his own. And therefore, he's sort of released from the obligation of chinuch that was binding him to be careful on the ways of the child until he became a bar mitzvah. Now that the child is a bar mitzvah, the father is sort of released from that obligation of chinuch. In some versions of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, they have a reference to the Chayi Adam. Some of them will say, Ayin B'Sefer Chayi Adam. It's referring to a discussion in this halacha. Does one say this as a formal bracha or not? The Kitzur is recording it as an actual bracha. You say the words, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and you actually make this bracha as a full-fledged bracha. The opinion of the Gro of the Vilna Gaon also was to make this bracha. The bracha is not found in the Gemara, but it is found in different midrashim, in different rabbinic sources to say such a bracha, and different kitzur rules to say the bracha. Nevertheless, it's a matter of a difference of opinion. The Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that because it doesn't have a clear source in the Gemara itself, therefore we do not say the bracha with the Shema Malchus. We do not say the bracha with Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Rather, according to the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, one would just say the bracha Baruch Shepitarani Me'on Shol Shal Zeh. And it seems to me that's the common custom, that the bracha generally is not said with the Shem and Malchus, generally is not said with the words Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Rather, I think the common custom is to say Baruch Shepitarani Me'on Shol Shal Zeh without the name of Hashem, without the words Melech HaOlam. The Kitzur continues. Umitzvah al ha'adam la'aso su'uda b'yom shenasa b'no bar mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on a person to make a su'uda, to make a festive meal, the day that his son became a bar mitzvah. Da'anu b'yom shenichnas l'shenas yudalad. That would be the day that he entered the 14th year. So let's just keep the example of being born on the first day of the year on Rosh Hashanah and Aleph Tishrei. So Aleph Tishrei is considered the day that he enters the 14th year. The last day of the 13th year, the year between 12 and 13, was the last day of Elul, Chavtes Elul. Aleph Tishrei is now the day he enters the 14th year, that now the 14th year is starting because he's celebrating his birthday on that day. And even though he hasn't had the amount of 24-hour periods in 365 days times 13 years, meaning let's say he was born at the end of a day, and now when he was born, let's say the day goes from 6 to 6, the day ends at 6 p.m., and the next day also ends at 6 p.m. Let's say the child was born at 5 p.m., the day of his birthday. So he doesn't have to wait till 5 p.m. of the day of the bar mitzvah. Rather, once the day enters, once it's 6 p.m. of the beginning of the day, once it's the entering of the day of Rosh Hashanah, the day of Aleph Tishrei, for example, he becomes a bar mitzvah. Because that's the day that he enters into his 14th year, and that's the day what we'd call the bobium, the day that he became a bar mitzvah, because he entered his 14th year, the day of his birth. So the kids are saying there's a mitzvah to make a suda, to make a festive meal, and that would be considered a sudas mitzvah. That suda would be considered a sudas mitzvah, a meal which is a mitzvah. The kitzur continues, v'imhana ar doresh, if the boy says a drasha, if he says some Torah discussion at the meal, havi sudas mitzvah, then it's considered to be a sudas mitzvah, that the meal is considered to be a mitzvah. Afilo eino ba'osu yom, even if it's not the day of his bar mitzvah, let's say it's sometime later, a few days after his bar mitzvah, even though it's sometime after his bar mitzvah, because he's celebrating the bar mitzvah and saying an inyan, an idea in Torah at the celebration of his bar mitzvah, that's also considered to be a sudas mitzvah. And again, the idea of the bracha is that the father has the obligation to educate his son, to do chinuch to his son as long as he's a minor, as long as he's a katan. Once he reaches the age of bar mitzvah, he becomes responsible for himself, and the father is making the bracha in acknowledgement of the fact that now he's released from his responsibilities in the chinuch. The Mishnah Berurah just mentions that definitely, even though the father doesn't have the obligation of chinuch, doesn't have the obligation of training a minor, still he has the obligation to rebuke his son if he sees him doing something wrong. The mitzvah of tochacha, the mitzvah of rebuke, applies really to any person, definitely to a son. But the idea is he doesn't have the obligation that he has to a minor, which is specifically to his son. By a minor son, the father has a specific obligation of chinuch. once he is a gadol, once he's halachically considered a man, then the father is released from the obligation of chinuch, but he would still have to rebuke him like he rebukes any Jew for if he sees him transgressing a mitzvah or not keeping a mitzvah properly. Let's see halacha test. Imhaya atziras gishamim. Let's say there was a drought. Afilu bimdino senu sha gishamim tidirim. Even in our countries where rain is regular, and it's not withheld so much. What the kitzur means is the following. There's an idea that's mentioned in some poskim, some halachic authorities, that the following tefillah we're going to talk about is only made in countries where rain is irregular, where rain is somewhat sporadic. But in countries where rain is regular, then even if there was a need for rain, there's an argument made in some halachic authorities that the following bracha that we're going to be discussing is not made. The kitzur is coming to argue on that idea. The kitzur is coming to say that even in our countries where it's regular to have rainfall, and it's not often that we have a drought, but still, if there's a reason why in that country they needed rain, the following bracha would be said. So let's read the kitzur again. If someone was in a situation where there was a drought, even in the countries where regularly it is normal to have rain, and is not a profound drought generally in this area. Nevertheless, even in those countries, if there was a need for rain, if it would happen that there was such a drought until the point that people had distress from that, people were pained and distressed from the lack of rain, if that was the level of atziras kishamim, the withholding of rain, the people now had distress. Azai kishe yardu agashamim, then when the rain falls, im yardu kolkach, if so much rain fell, v'rabu ala aretz, and it accumulated on the ground, shemalim ababuos min amatar, to the point that it's creating bubbles from the rain. And one goes towards the other. One needs to make the bracha. In terms of this phrase that the kitzur said, that it creates bubbles and one meets the other one, let's just explain that phrase. The term the Gemara uses is mishiyetze chasan likras kala, when the groom goes to meet his bride. What that means is that there's so much rain that now there's puddles. There's now puddles of rain. And when each drop that falls displaces water from the puddle, that it now sort of shoots out from that puddle some rain, that when the drop falls into the puddle, now rain comes out and is displaced from that puddle. That's what the kitzur means when it creates bubbles and one goes to meet the other one, that when the rain, there's an accumulation of rain in the puddles, and now when a drop of rain goes into the puddle, it will displace another drop of rain. So in such a case where there was enough rain that there was pooling and puddling, and now one drop displaces another drop in these puddles, one would make a bracha. One would thank Hashem for the fact that now he has stopped the drought and brought rain to the world. Let's see halacha yud. Ma mevarich. What is the appropriate bracha? Im ein lo sada. Someone who does not have a field, so he's not directly affected by it because he doesn't own land, so he's not directly affected by the lack of growth of the crops. So if he doesn't have a field, Omer, he says the following tefillah. Modim anachnu l'cha Hashem Elokeinu. We thank you, Hashem, al kol tipa v'tipa shovadata lanu, for every drop that you brought down rain to us. V'ilu pinu moli shiva kayom. Even had our mouth been full of song, as much as the drops of the sea, we would not be able to thank you, Hashem, appropriately. This is the familiar tefillah that Kitzer continues, Kemoshu b'birkas nishmas. In the tefillah of nishmas, which is said on Shabbos at the end of Psuki de Zimra, before the bracha of Yishtabach, that's the tefillah person says, Ilu pinu mali shiva kayom. We say that even had we had as much praise for Hashem as the drops in the sea, would not be sufficient to praise Hashem sufficiently for all the chasadim, all the kindness He does for us. So we're acknowledging the kindness of Hashem to bring this rain. Ad v'yaktishuv yamlichu Hashem chamalkenu, until the words in Nishmas, v'yaktishuv yamlichu Hashem chamalkenu, and we actually make a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Kel Rav Hahoda'os v'sish bachos. Thank you, Hashem, or blessed are you, Hashem, the God of the multitude of thanks and praises, that it's appropriate to give you so much thanks and praise. Some don't have that last word. Some just say the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Kel Rov Hahoda'os. So that's a question in the appropriate chasima, the appropriate ending. Is it just Baruch Ata Hashem, Kel Rov Hahoda'os? And the Kitzer has the word Vesishbachos, Kel Rov Hahoda'os, Vesishbachos. So this tefillah is said when a person who doesn't have a field is thanking Hashem for the rain. He says the equivalent of the tefillah of Nishmas, he's saying the thanks to Hashem for the chasadim He's done for us, for the kindness He's done for us, like it's recorded in the tefillah of Nishmas. And he signs the bracha, he ends the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Kel Rov Hahoda'os V'sich Bachos. The Kitzur continues, V'im yesh lo sada b'shutfus, if he has a field as a partnership im Yisrael Acher, with another Jew, that there's another Jew who's benefiting from this rain with him, that he owns the field jointly with someone else, another Jew, Mavarech Hatov Yametiv, he makes the bracha of Hatov Yametiv, because not only he benefits from this rain, but also his partner, his Jewish partner, benefits from the rain. He makes the bracha of Hatov Yametiv. The Imein Lo Shutuf Yisrael Bisada, if he does not have a Jewish partner in this field, Afal Pi Sheyesh Lo Isha Obanim, even though he has a wife and children that benefit from the fact that now this field can grow its crops, Mevarech Shechiyanu, he makes the bracha of Shechiyanu. This is a reference to the halachas we had in Hatov Yametiv and Shechiyanu. Shechiyanu is made on a tova, a goodness which is just for him. And a tova yametiv is made on a tova, on a goodness which is for him and other people. So therefore the Kitzur is saying, if this person owns the field as a partner with another Jew, he could say a tova yametiv. He could say the bracha which is made when the good event includes someone else. Where he's the sole owner of the field, then he would not make the bracha of Atov Yametiv, he would just make the bracha of Shechiyanu. And the Kitzur is of the opinion that even though his wife and children benefit from this rain, still we look at the ownership of the field. Because there's only one Jewish owner on this field, even though his wife and children will benefit from the rain, we do not make the bracha of Atov Yametiv, just the bracha of Shechiyanu, because you look at the ownership of the field. That's the opinion of the Kitzur, that if it's owned by two Jews, each one would make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv. If it's just owned by one Jewish owner, he would make the bracha of Shechiyanu. The Mishneh Berurah argues with this psak, with this halacha. The Mishneh Berurah is of the opinion that if a person has a wife and children, he would make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv. When a person has a wife and children, whether he makes the bracha of Hatov Yametiv or Shechiyanu when something good happens to his property is a discussion. We touched on that discussion in Simen Nun Tes Halacha Vav. There it said if a person gets an inheritance, if he has brothers that have a share in the inheritance, they would make the bracha of Hatov Yameitiv. But if he's the sole heir, even though his wife and children benefit from the inheritance, the Kitzur was of the opinion he would not make the bracha of Hatov Yameitiv. That the only time the person would make Hatov Yameitiv on the inheritance is when he has brothers that are also owners in the inheritance. So in a similar fashion over here, the Kitzur is saying he'd only make the bracha of Hatov Yameitiv for the rain if there's another Jewish partner. In this case, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. He would say that if a person has a wife and children, then he would make the bracha of Hatov Yameitiv on the rain. And the Mishnah Berurah's reason is the following. That first of all, even when the person gets an inheritance, and he has a wife and children, there's a discussion in the poskim, the halachic authorities, where do you make Hatov Yameitiv? Even if he's the only heir, the fact that his wife and children benefit from this inheritance, there's a possibility in halacha he should make Hatov Yameitiv. Even though generally we do not make Hatov Yameitiv on an inheritance where he's the sole heir, but there is an opinion that even when he's the sole heir, the only heir to the inheritance, if he has a wife and children, there's a possibility mentioned he should make Hatov Yameitiv. In this case, the Mishnah Berurah says for sure he should make Hatov Yameitiv on the rain in the field, because Mishnah Berurah brings down the opinion in the Rosh, the opinion of the Rosh and other authorities is that anytime it rains, not only does this owner of the field benefit, but any of the neighboring fields also benefit from the rain. That this rain is a tova for many people, because his field benefits and other people's field benefits, even though he's the only owner of the field, but other people have other fields that are benefiting from this rain. And therefore, that's considered a tova for many people. The kindness of Hashem is reaching many people because it's raining on many fields. So therefore, because of that additional idea by rain, that the rain is a bracha for many people, therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, for sure, if this person has a wife and children that benefit from the rain, the combination of these two ideas, first of all, you can argue that the rain is good not just for him, but for the other owners of the field. And even in his own individual field, it's a good event for both him and his family, his wife and children. Therefore, at least where he has a wife and children, the Mishnah Berurah says he can make the bracha of Hatov Yameitiv. The Kitzur continues. Birkas Hatov Yameitiv uBirkas Shechiyanu. The bracha of Hatov Yameitiv and Shechiyanu on this rain. Mevarech, he makes those following brachos. Afal Pish in Eroe Esagishamim. Even though he doesn't actually see the rain, Eloshu Shomea Sheyardim Gishamim. Just that he hears that rain is falling. He could hear it audibly with his own ears, or someone tells him that it's raining. The bracha is made on the good news. We had this discussion in the beginning of Simon and Tess. On any good news, even if he just hears it from someone else, he would make the bracha of Shechiyanu if it just affects him, and if it's a good news for other people, he makes the bracha Hatov Yameitiv. Even just hearing the news, he would make Hatov Yameitiv or Shechiyanu, whatever bracha is appropriate. So therefore over here also, by the rain, if you could just hear the rain, or someone tells him it's raining, he would make the bracha of Hatov Yameitiv or Shechiyanu, depending if it just affects him or other people, as we discussed, that if he makes Shechiyanu, if it just affects him, he makes Hatov Yameitiv according to the Kitzur, if he has a partner in the field, or according to Mishnah Berurah, if he has a wife and children. So you can make that bracha if he just hears the rain himself, or someone else tells him. Av birkas modim anachnu, the Kitzur continues, but the bracha of modim anachnu, that's mentioned at the beginning of this halacha, that we give praise to Hashem for this rain, eno omer, he does not say that tefillah, that praise to Hashem of modim anachnu lecha, elamishu roya es hagisham, only someone who actually sees the rain. To praise Hashem for the rain, he has to actually visibly see the rain. So even though he can make the bracha of Hatov Yameitiv or Shechiyanu on hearing about the rain, or actually hearing the rain, but to say the modim to Hashem, to thank Hashem for the rain, he has to actually see it. When he sees it, he can thank Hashem for the rain. And that's the conclusion of these halachos of Hagomel, which is made to thank Hashem, and other ideas and other tefillos and brachos made to thank Hashem. In terms of the bracha of Baruch Shepet Harani that we discussed in Halacha Ches, the bracha made when a person's son becomes a bar mitzvah, there's more discussion of this on the website of Kitzur 365 about the bracha of Baruch Shepitarani.